You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
Oh my god, you went sexual.
Well, I thought you were grunting because I thought...
I was grunting because I was angry. It wasn't sexual.
Well, yeah.
Another miscommunication for Jess and Molly. Yet another reason why we shouldn't be working together.
Hey, our podcast is currently at 1 billion streams.
That's so fucking
So this
true.
Is proof that we are the face of
we
podcast.
We are the podcast. We actually stopped every other podcast from existing. We are the only podcast.
Can I say, before we jump into the topic, someone commented on one of our posts. They were like, why are so many people doing podcasts? Okay, I get it, but also, shut the fuck up.
Hey, we have DMs, okay, every day of people being like, when is this, like, why do you not upload bi-weekly?
Bye. That's like, so... oh my God. Sorry, Jess has an automatic...
cat feeder. And it just went off. Hang on. Just shitting. We'll just have to give it about 30 seconds.
Oh, that's good that she hears. That's yeah. So interesting. She hears it. That's
if you hear a little jingle, that's my cat's collar.
That's Jess is wearing her kink collar.
Yes, it's on my vagina flap right now. So
sorry. You know what's actually so annoying about this? All right, did you eat? All right, the cat ate. Oh my God, it ate.
She's just going to be trotting around.
Fuck, I was actually really focused going into this and then now I'm so distracted.
We got distracted.
All right. So, today's topic, we are going to talk about PDA because... Fuck that. That was so funny. Thanks, guys. No, but basically, PDA is interesting and I think everyone has different levels of what they think is acceptable PDA.
Yes.
And I think there's also... what we want to define today is... the different bases.
Yeah, because people get confused. You know, you watch a bunch of movies, especially from the 2000s, when everyone was like, what base did you get with Lorelai? And you're like, I got to third base. And they're like, oh my God, you touched her boob. And then in other movies, they'll be like, oh my God, you bent her over the table and did the butt thing. So you never know.
We need to define.
Yeah.
I think we need to define bases and then we need to define what's appropriate. And then we're also going to talk about PDA in different scenarios and what's acceptable in different scenarios. Yeah.
Because I think we are the standard. We are obviously all-knowing beings. We created the earth. We, we made all that soil that plants go into. So, you know.
You know what I created?
What?
Your mom. Fuck.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thank you so much for creating my mom.
That's okay. But basically, okay, so
first of all, PDA, if you don't know, if you live under a rock.
No one, Patrick Starr.
PDA stands for public displays of affection. Oh, so this is what I get paid for working overtime.
Overtime!
So we can only give our opinions on straight couples, male-female couples, and female-female couples.
All right, so let's talk about fucking bases. All right, so first off, you have the batsman chucks the ball. That's not funny.
How many bases are there actually in a game?
That's the whole point. There's four.
Four.
Fucking idiot.
Okay, so should we
that's
end
the
it at four?
Whole point. Right. First base, second base, third base, home run.
Got it. First base.
Sorry, can I just say, just want to apologize. That was quite aggressive. I'm really sorry.
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
this episode's angry because I'm sick of seeing people like basically fuck in public. So we're going to define it.
All right. So let's start with straight people PDA. All right. So wait, are we going to start with bases?
Like bases.
Okay. Then we're just going to talk how people fuck. All right. So yeah. All right. So okay.
Base one, kissing.
Kissing.
Yeah. That's
me.
It.
But no, for me. Okay. Wait, we're going to talk about. I'm sorry, I'm getting excited. This is we're going to talk about this and then we're going to talk about bases for shy people who've never made a move, aka. All right, so base one is looking them in the eye once.
Yeah.
Base two, and liking a story once a year.
Base two is getting a single DM.
Base two is being nervous for a year.
Yeah.
Base three is
saying hi.
And then
as
base
you pass them.
And then base four is blocking them.
Yeah. That's actually those are all four bases of a manic crush.
Yes.
From someone you've not like met properly. All right, no. Proper bases. Base one is kissing, obviously. Okay.
There is but no not such obvious. Thing. Some people don't. I feel like some people have.
Well, this is why I'm telling you it's obvious. Okay,
so kissing, but kissing with feeling, like sorry.
You're like a director of a show. No. Again, kiss with feeling.
No, I'm like feeling each other.
Let me explain.
I sound like such a fucking simp.
Wait, so kissing, but like, do I feel the boob or not?
No, I was thinking like,
with feeling.
No, like,
but do
no,
I feel?
Like feeling them, body.
This is purely physical.
Okay,
right?
But like, is first base just kissing? Like, do you touch their arms?
Listen, okay. Listen. In my opinion, and Molly, you're able to argue, okay? This is why we're here. This is like, it's a little bit of a debate, okay? I'm willing to concede if you have a better opinion. But in my opinion, base one is kissing. Whether it's just a peck, whether it's making out, it's just lip-on-lip contact.
Okay, I agree. I don't think it's any touchy-touchiness yet.
Yeah, like you maybe you've touched in their arm or maybe you're touching the back of their neck while you're kissing.
Sorry, but, I just talked about arms.
Oh, God. But base one, in my opinion, is just kissing. Do you agree?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Moving on.
This is where it gets confusing, I think.
Base two?
Yeah.
Okay. Base two.
Fingering. Is that not right? That's what I thought.
Okay, well, we're assuming that base four, spoilers, is coitus.
What the fuck is coitus?
Intercourse.
What does that mean?
Sex.
No, but
it's just another word.
No, I've never heard coitus. That's funny.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, okay.
Base number two is when you finger, like the guy, so we're talking about straight people, okay? Is when the guy fingers the girl.
In a movie theater. No.
No. This is what my perception of it was. In a movie theater. The guy fingers the girl and the girl gives the guy a hand job.
Right. Okay.
That is my perception.
It's hand stuff.
Hand stuff.
Base two is hand stuff. The same applies to.
Okay, fine. Okay, so for everyone across the board,
It's hand stuff.
It's hand. No, but no, for number two, if you're like queer, just same shit.
Base two is hand stuff.
Yes.
The diddle diddle of your fingers on their fiddle, all right? I just came up with that. And it's the diddle diddle of your hands on their shaft, okay?
Shaft.
Whatever genital
three
they have.
Three is anal.
Yep, three. Oh, man.
Base one, anal. No, okay. Yeah. Okay, no, I'm trying.
Okay.
This is giving, you know, Jay and Big Mouth. Yeah, fuck. Like, just.
Yeah, like the sex car. That he
oh my god. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Base three, I think, is tongues on shit.
Okay. So oral.
Yeah. Oral.
Yeah. Okay. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I think that base three and base four are very, like, you get to them fairly quickly. I'm gonna around put, each other
I'm
a
gonna,
lot of the time.
I'm gonna put this into like lesbian terms for a second though.
All right.
Because this is where it gets like very straight, in that people are like, oh, like. Straight for straight people, they're like, having sex is
penetration.
Okay, a home run or sex. Like people.
Molly can't even talk about this because she's just like so disgusted. She's like throwing up in her mouth right now. She's like,
yeah, guys.
So, oh,
yeah,
so I'm really sex for straight people.
Yuck. But sex for straight people is penetration.
Yeah.
But the problem is, like, and I saw a post about this.
That it's disgusting.
True. No, I read this on TikTok. I was going to be like, I read this in a book. I saw it on fucking TikTok. Okay, fine. I'm on my phone. Like, he's a proud that I ain't even fat.
That's the point.
Okay. No, but for queer people, the problem is some queer people define like fingering as sex. Like some right. queer people define like kissing and like touching as sex.
Yeah.
So it's like, because like typically sex is like very, what's the word? Like
it's based
Homer,
on like
Homer Simpson.
Homer.
No, what's the thing? What's the fucking word? Like
Homer,
no, like cis hetero, like heterosexual,
yeah.
like relationships are like very much like straight in the narrative of like it has to be sex. But like for yeah. queer couples, a lot of queer couples like genuinely like define like sex. Some people define like what we've defined base two as, which is fingering. They would say
right.
that's
well,
sex.
I would just say that's wrong. As someone who's been with women before,
true.
I have an opinion about what number four
right.
is.
Well,
and
all
right. right. Is... Disclaimer.
Pegging!
hey, guys, disclaimer. We're actually not sex professionals, and everything that we
I
say,
am.
You can take in jest. Do
I'm
not
I'm a sex
trust
professional.
Us
trust
with
me.
This information.
But I've
we're
done
also
it at
right,
least
and we're
once.
Not joking, okay? So.
I've done it maybe what? No, fucking
I've
hell.
Done it one time. So yeah, listen to that disclaimer, and also Molly's rambling in the background, and just know that we're not professionals, but also we are right, and everything I'm saying is a joke, and legal reasons this is a joke, but also it's not a joke. So
FBI, if you're listening, maybe message. I bet they're kind of. I wonder if someone in the FBI is hot. I'm actually
FBI,
gonna, FBI would be fucking laughing. The FBI need time to calm down.
Molly, holy shit, you need time to calm down.
Yeah, I'm fucking sorry, guys.
Oh
I'm
my
like,
god.
Back to the podcast.
All right. But base three, okay,
for everyone,
oral is oral.
So, dick,
yeah, we're gonna gawk to the top,
gawk to the top.
Yeah, pretty much. So that,
fucking
in my
hell.
Opinion, it's oral. It's whether you're licking a ding-a-ling or
whatever's down
lady,
there,
a lady ding or a non-binary ding. It's just whatever with your mouth, okay. Base four, in my
this
opinion.
Is where it gets interesting.
Yeah. In my opinion, I mean, this just should just go forever. It's the last base. So it's, you know, penetration for straight people, whether it's in the bihole or in the pussy,
yep.
wherever it's going, it's penis inside cis straight people.
Yeah.
It's like penis vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vibes. Okay. But
For lesbians. This is where it gets interesting.
So what's your opinion? Your opinion, you said before, was like, that everyone else has a different opinion.
I really do believe, like,
it's up to you.
It genuinely is. Like, obviously, like, I think it's fine for it to be whatever you define it as. Like,
yeah.
for some people, it's fingering. Oh, stop. Sorry, I'm so bad at being vulnerable.
This podcast isn't vulnerable.
Yes. I will.
It's kind of silly.
Guys, one time I'm going to cry in the pod. You don't know when, but I'm going to
I've already cried, but I don't have tears.
I'm going to make you cry.
I don't think you could ever make me cry.
I will make you cry.
Actually, I think you almost made me cry one time, but then you left my house.
When?
You gave me a compliment and then you left the house and I was like, wait, that was so nice.
What did I say?
I don't remember, but I remember it happening. Anyway.
Okay. What was the saying?
Base four. Base four. Lesbians.
Okay. I think we've talked, so before any of you are like, no, listen, it can be whatever you define it as. For some people, it's kissing. For some people, it's like for me, it's eye contact.
Sorry. No, it's not kissing.
No, yeah, no,
imagine
not.
Kissing someone and being like, I'm not a virgin anymore.
That's me. That's me. Honestly, at this point, me. I did it. And everyone's like, okay, queen. So for some people it's fingering, for some people it's eating each
oral.
Other out. Oral.
Whatever.
So eating each other out. And then for some people, pegging could maybe be described as base for yeah. others, like what else? I don't know.
Scissoring or whatever.
Scissoring. But honestly, I don't think it needs, this is my honest opinion. Opinion, all right? Before any of you fucking, actually, lesbians, you can come for me.
Get it?
Because I am horny. All right. What else, Jess? You've actually been in numerous queer relationships. So yes. Please, maybe you take.
My opinion is that base four is toys.
Damn.
Not slay. Like just vibrators,
so like Woody and Buzz
and what's the one, Mr. Potato Head,
that would be a name of a vibrator,
Mr. Potato Head. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there is probably like one of those like egg shaker ones that are like
a Mr. It's Potato Head
dude vibrator. People make the weirdest fucking sex toys. Anyway, my opinion is for lesbians it's when you go beyond the other, like the stuff without toys. So like when you get the vibrators out, when you get the strap-ons, when you get the, like, BDSM gear out, all of that stuff, in my opinion, that's, like, as far as it goes, right?
I agree that that's part of it, but I personally think sex for lesbians can literally be anything past fingering.
I know, exactly. But yeah. I would, if I...
But also, if we're...
If you're a lesbian and you have done the fingering, if you've done the oral, I would consider you not a virgin.
Yeah, that's exactly.
The concept
that's,
of virginity is just a bit silly in
the
first place.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, for like other, like for straight
like
people,
whatever.
It's like...
But I do think that like on the scale of like tame to intense, I think base four is supposed to be like
I think that's
thing.
The better way to describe this.
Yeah,
it's like,
because
it's like not that you have to have had number two or three to have sex, but it's like it's we just
came
five.
Up with how problematic the whole system is.
We just solved everything. So we're gonna redefine this for lesbians. Again, we can't speak for men, we can't speak for non-binary people,
or
like,
just you in general,
or just
we're
you
just speaking on our own terms.
Us trying not to get cancelled right now is really funny.
Every episode we're like, don't listen to us.
Please, I'm gonna take it with a grain of salt. But basically, but think of those bases in terms of like more like chill to like whole, like damn.
From tame to...
To multiple squirts.
To kink.
Fuck.
Tame to the kinky.
Sorry, this
kink.
Is quite a raunchy episode.
This is quite a raunchy episode, but I'm glad that we talked about this because I actually do think that the concept of virginity and like the basis actually is very stupid.
And it's very...
But it's more of a scale between like what's tame and what's not.
Yes. And also like it's so heteronormative. Is that the word? Like it's so like...
Heteronormative. That's the word you were thinking
fuck,
of before.
I'm so smart.
Anyway,
fuck.
Yeah. So those are the... In our opinions... Those, that's what for gay women and for straight people, that's, we've defined the bases now.
Yes.
Now let's move on to public displays of affection, aka PDA, in different situations. If you're out with the person that you're dating, if you're a couple, whatever, let's start with
a bar. Let's start with somewhere where I think it actually is okay.
All right.
Are we thinking a bar or a club? Because that's different.
Let's just say...
You like RSL.
Look, I can't really speak for a club because I don't go in there.
Jess literally hates clubbing so much. It's so funny.
But let's just say a bar, pub, whatever. Like that kind of... A place you go to get a drink.
But like, okay, so like not like a club.
No.
Like a bar.
I think club, you can pretty much get to base...
Seven.
Base 115.
Yeah, sure. clubbing's...
No, I would not endorse... Base two.
Well, okay, let's go. Okay, so in a bar, what is appropriate?
I would literally barely go base one.
I agree.
Because
are you with friends or just with you two?
It doesn't matter. I would not want to walk into a bar and see a couple
macking it on.
Yeah. I think like if you're giving them a peck, if you're like if your like hand is like really close to the base one and you're just like lightly tapping it, I think that's fine.
Like tapping what?
Like the base. Base one.
That's what
you
meant, tapping.
If you're just like, if your finger's like quite close to it, like if you're, I'm thinking about this visually as a diagram, if you just like subtly touch it, it's like giving your partner a peck or like, you know, just sitting near them, being close to them, that's fine. If you're literally almost sitting on their lap, like that's fine in my opinion in certain places.
I think
it depends on who's there, but like I think that's fine. I literally wouldn't go past base
one. I agree. I think you can have your arm around someone and maybe kiss them occasionally, but fucking macking it on and making out with your partner is so embarrassing. Like go home.
It's genuinely like you walk in there and you're like,
yeah
man.
So just to compare that, I think like at a club,
You could whatever. Go base one.
I don't give a fuck.
You could go all through base one. Yeah, you could go through every stage of
clubbing.
Base one.
People are just gonna fuck on the floor, and that's kind of funny. Yeah. But like in a bar, don't fucking like macking it on is cringe.
Because you're there to drink a beer and like talk with your friends. Like what?
Oh, and like when people are around their friends and they fucking make like
oh that's
grow
so
up.
Literally, if you go anywhere with a group of friends, don't go anywhere like close to finishing at base one. Okay, like just
close to finishing.
Finishing. Yeah. Don't finish.
Oh fuck. Anyway, I'll order a beer. Please.
But like a peck, a sitting next to them, arm around them, hug. Great, whatever. Anytime I go out with friends and I'm with my partner, we don't even
you guys
kiss.
You guys are great.
We sit next to each other. I don't even argue.
You guys need to do more PDA.
Yeah.
No, but maybe. It's good. It's
we
like,
find it embarrassing.
But it's good. It's also like as well. If you're in a group of friends and there's like a couple there, it's also just makes everyone else feel really weird. Yeah. I think it's like you can kiss each other occasionally, but if you're all over each other and stuff, it's sort of like, guys, you're both individual people in a group right now. Can you be a little bit
present?
Fucking, present and don't be respectful. Like it's cringe.
It's cringe.
It's cringe.
Okay, next around family.
Oh my God.
Gathering. Again, same deal.
Well, I don't know how the fuck people can have PDA around their family.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Can
like,
can I just say, the thought of kissing my if I ever get married, the thought of kissing someone, at the altar, the thought. Sorry, I'm gonna gag. The thought of making out was.
Yeah, so I think around family, like even a family gathering, if you're just staying at your friend, your mother-in-law's place or whatever, all that kind of stuff. You can hold hands, maybe give them a kiss on the cheek. I genuinely, very recently stayed at my boyfriend's parents' house for like a week. And I don't think we kissed that entire time.
But that's not like,
unless we were like, you know.
How can people.
Are not around them, but like. I don't get it.
I don't
like,
get how people. How, are you not embarrassed? I would be so like. Do you not like
how like
your
how, like,
parents watching?
Yeah. Ew. How desperate as well for affection do you have to be to like constantly be on them?
It's very like new couples though as
well. Yeah, honeymoon phase couples are so dangerous.
Oh, that's like but like
so dangerous, and I know that.
I know. Sorry though, even if I was in the fucking thick of the honeymoon phase, I know I would still not make out
in front of the family. That's so weird.
Ew! 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 Ew!
So weird. But anyway. Moving on. So we've done bar, we've done around family. What about the bank?
Oh, get over here. Okay, so that'll be $3.99. Anal.
I think base four's all right, yeah.
I think anal and scissoring.
Yeah, so we're going to leave that and you can definitely take that advice. Second last one, grocery store.
Okay. Again, hold hands is fine.
Maybe a kiss on the cheek.
Maybe a kiss on the cheek.
You don't go past base one and you definitely don't make out. So you go like, oh. Imagine making out in the grocery store.
Guys.
Oh, I really want these spring onions. You get a sweet potato.
No, I used to work. I was a checkout girly for 5 years, Soleil. And oh my God, like sometimes there would be couples and they would just be in front of you and they would be so touchy-feely and it was
they
so.
They climb on top of like their apples.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Can I just say.
They're so desperate.
Can I say. I am so immature because, like, I'd be working at the checkout and someone would, like, someone would come up and put condoms on the till and I'd be like, and then I'd, like, scan them through and I was such a little,
You should have, instead of laughing, just, like, shake their hand.
Or just, like, look them dead in the eye and be like, are you going to use these for sex? And they'd be like, yeah. No, but it was always, like, I actually, to be fair, because, like, I think most people, just on that, I reckon if most people buy condoms, I reckon 90% of people would go to the self-checkout, right?
Yeah.
So you have to admire the fucking confidence. I remember there was
I've taken condoms to the...
Like, wow. To the till.
To the till, yeah.
Fuck, you don't give a fuck.
No.
That's bold. I think that's impressive.
I have a level of confidence, okay, that is so... That's so godly, I think, when it comes to certain things like that.
But what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. At the grocery store. But yeah, back to the point. Don't make out in fucking, but yeah, people would make out in front of me and it was disgusting. Ew. So cringe. Ugh. I think you can hold hands. I think it's the same across the board for all of these, honestly. Yeah. Hold hands and maybe kiss on the cheek and maybe like.
And you know what? Our last place that we were going to say was a wedding and I think it's the same.
Yeah.
I think it's the same.
Also, it's not about you.
It's not about you.
It's not about you. If you're at the wedding.
You're there to watch them make out.
Yeah. And fuck. Yeah. And do anal.
Yeah, on the altar.
At the altar.
At the altar.
Watch them on the go world. To 19th base.
Yeah. And you know what?
Could you imagine if someone
and
just...
that's their prerogative.
Oh my God. We used our first big word. I don't think I've ever used a word longer than like three letters in this podcast. I talk like a fucking fox.
What does the fox say?
Anal. Would you like to do anal? No, but like, but sorry, this episode is so raunchy. No, so yeah, but genuinely across the board, I think PDA, honestly, is more a thing of like, just not being a fucking idiot.
Yeah, common sense.
Common sense.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, and follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.